It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. We still have our guest, Dr. Meltzer, Andrew Meltzer, on. And now, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and this is a potentially deadly type of cancer, but there are signs and symptoms, and there are people at risk, and there are some things that you can do as far as screening for early detection that can really save your life. So I want to welcome back Dr. Meltzer, and let's talk about a little bit about colon cancer today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Yeah, colon cancer is a very important disease, and I'm really happy to talk about it, especially being in March and March 1st. So as you know, colon cancer is the third most common cause of cancer in the United States, and there'll be estimated more than 100,000 people who will be diagnosed with cancer in the United States this year for colorectal cancer.
Yeah, and it probably causes more cancer deaths than breast cancer, but yet there are a fair number of women that die from it. Farrah Fawcett had rectal cancer and it killed her, because I think people are, one, squeamish to talk about it because it has to do with poop, and nobody likes to discuss poop and things or your colon. But it doesn't have that same advocacy. I mean, Katie Couric tried to raise the advocacy, and I know she does a lot for research for it because, you know, her husband passed away at a young age from that. But, we need more advocacy related to colon cancer.
Yeah, that's totally true. And that's the real tragedy of colon cancer, is that if it's detected in an early stage, it's very curable. And if people followed the screening recommendations that are out there now, the 50,000 people who die would be cut in more than half. So about 60% of those would survive if we all got colonoscopies at age 50.
Oh, that's great. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about, we'll talk a little bit about screening. So, but the risk factor, do you know, who is more at risk for colon cancer? I mean, sometimes there are people that just get it out of the blue and they had no family history, but there are some risks, correct? People that can say, oh, maybe I'm high risk, I should start checking earlier.
Well, absolutely. There are a few hereditary syndromes. There's a disease called Lynch syndrome, and there's a disease called familial adenomatous polyposis, which is sort of a mouthful. And the genetic syndromes account for about 15% of colon cancer. And the rest, about 85%, we consider sporadic. And that the risk factors for that we're still sort of working out, but essentially it's nutrition, diet, exercise, and then some other exposure that we are still working out, but are starting to get a better idea of.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, we talk about lifestyle, and lifestyle changes not only can protect you against heart disease, which we'll, you know, talk about later in the show, but also it can protect you against things like cancer. So obesity, we find people are at risk, or sedentary lifestyle, and then that terrible diet, you know, these high-fat diets that don't have a lot of fiber, correct?
That is totally correct. And one thing we think that protects you is something in fruits and vegetables. They're sometimes called phytochemicals. And we think that provides protection, although we don't have a magic pill yet. So the best recommendations are to have a diverse diet of lots of fruits and vegetables, which we think provides the best protection for colon cancer.
Right, because also people talk about fruits, vegetables, they have the high fiber in them, and as we know, fiber kind of pushes the stool through the colon. It's the people that are on these low-fiber diets where the everything you eat and the toxins and the fats are kind of just sitting there in your colon and essentially, you know, making you kind of constipated, right? So that's the problem with it.
Exactly. Yeah, good nutrition is really the best thing to protect yourself from colon cancer.
Okay. And then what a little bit about symptoms. Although if you are having symptoms, sometimes we don't tell people. I mean, obviously you should go in right away if you're having some symptoms or GI trouble, but oftentimes those are late presentations when you start having symptoms. But what kind of symptoms do people sometimes have with colon cancer?
Exactly. Yeah, the symptoms can be somewhat vague, and they can be similar to a lot of other conditions. So the symptoms can be everything from abdominal pain and cramping to blood in your stool or change in bowel habits, and they can also be weight loss when you're not intending to lose weight. So if you have those things, you should definitely see your doctor. It doesn't necessarily mean you have colon cancer, but it may be a warning sign.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And then people do talk about sometimes if your stools are changing shape, you know, they get really skinny and thin, or if you feel like you're not emptying your bowels completely, maybe there's something in the rectum or a tumor or something that's changing that. But again, those are kind of late signs. So, but you should still run in and see your doctor when you notice those, right?
That's true. And the best way to protect yourself is to get screening. So everybody over 40 should probably have a stool test done, and there's several different stool tests that can be done. And then everybody over 50 should have a sigmoidoscopy or a colonoscopy done.
Oh, okay. Now, but again, we said most of the cases can be sporadic, but if you had a parent that had colon cancer, then maybe just like with breast cancer, you should start your mammograms earlier. If your mother had breast cancer, you know, maybe you should consider getting the screening earlier, the colonoscopy, if you had a parent that had it, correct?
Yeah, exactly. A strong family history would indicate that you should have these screening tests earlier.
Right. And the other thing is there's also sometimes people have Crohn's or colitis, and those kind of diseases can predispose you to colon cancer. Usually if you have those diseases, you're followed by a GI doctor. So they, you know, I'm hoping that they would be telling you this and that you should know that you should, you know, keep getting your upper GIs. But that's a risk for getting it too, right?
That's exactly true. And, yeah, hopefully those patients are followed by a specialist and are getting regular colonoscopy screenings to look for tumors. The other patients that some people don't think about are elderly patients who get appendicitis. Those patients, after they get their appendix removed, should also get a screening colonoscopy because sometimes a mass can be a cause of appendicitis in older patients.
Huh, that's interesting. But I would think, too, that if they take out the appendix and there's a tumor in the appendix, the pathology will detect that. But that's a good tip. The other good thing about the screening test that we talk about is it's actually a form of treatment, right? Because if they see something and it's early, they take it out. That's how they diagnose it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's different kinds of screenings. But for colonoscopies and sigmoidoscopies, they're both diagnostic and, as you said, therapeutic. So they take out, if it's a polyp or if an early tumor, they'll take it out and we'll send it to the lab and essentially look for any signs of early cancer. And if they've taken it out early enough, they can cure you very successfully.
Right. And people shouldn't get too upset. Just because you have a polyp, it doesn't mean that it's cancerous. It could be precancerous, but it could be just a benign polyp, but that's why it's important. And you brought up a good point, you know, 95% survival rate if they find a polyp, even if it's precancerous or a very tiny cancer, once they take it out, you know, you're done. They've taken it out, so it can save your life for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you shouldn't be upset about that. That just shows that the screening works if they find something and take it out.
Right, but it also indicates that maybe, you know, you need to go back more frequently, correct, if they've detected something.
That's true, and you're... Gastroenterologists will definitely recommend repeat exams for anybody who has a high-risk lesion.
Yeah, so some myths about colon cancer that we want to dispel right today. I want to thank my guests for being on, that it's painful. It's really not that painful. The prep really isn't that difficult. It is true that you have to take something to clear out your whole colon, but you feel so thin and light after that. That's the one good thing, right? But and that the other thing is you shouldn't be afraid, because not only is it a screening tool, but if they find something, they could have possibly saved your life if they found it early. So it's very important. Talk to your doctor about colon cancer.